Want to talk very briefly about some aspects of davening. Last week we spoke about moda ani. There's a few other brachas I want to talk about today. The bracha of al netilas yadayim. Al netilas yadayim. We noted machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba about whether al netilas yadayim is because I become very chadosh in the morning, or is al netilas yadayim like a hachana for the tefillah? Nafkamina is whether I do it first thing in the morning, or whether I do it right before davening. Rav Kook and his siddur understands that al netilas yadayim is really a connection to the davening, because the idea is that davening involves that we purify our neshama, and the first stage in purifying our neshama, right, when you connect to your Ribbono Shel Olam, you're really purifying yourself. You're staying in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. First stage in purifying your neshama is that you purify your actions. And the yadayim are washed. And that's why we're purifying our ma'isim. And in that way, we could begin the process of approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam. Going through davening involves a process. The first stage in the process involves ourselves. Birchas HaShachar is all about ourselves. Then we talk about the universe. That is basically Psukei Dezimra. Then we move on and we become like the Malach. We talk about the Malachim, right? That the Malachim say Kadosh and Baruch, etc. Then we ourselves become like Malachim. When we stand Shemoneh Esrei, our feet are together, etc., we become the Malachim. So the first stage in davening is purifying our physical body, thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for physical body. That's al netilas yadayim. The Gemara in Saita tells us that if you're mezalzel ba in the netilas yadayim, so sofali de lovely de aniyas, you'll become poor. Al netilas yadayim is Rashi Tevis ani. Rashi Tevis ani. What does that mean? So I think the idea is that if we take the Ribbono Shel Olam seriously, we do all of our hishtablus in Parnosa seriously, we are doing netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim means that we raise our hands. Vayinatleim, vayinaseim, kol yimei olam, the pasuk says. Netila is untaltani batisa ini ruach. The Targum writes untaltani rucha. Netila, right, means nisi'ah. You're raising it up. You're raising your regular activities. If we take our parnosa, we take the jobs that we have, and we elevate them towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam will protect our material things. But if we don't, then it's sofali de'anias. That's all part of the bracha of al netilas yadayim. The bracha of asher yatzar is interesting. Asher yatzar, the Vilna Gaon says, Asher Yatzar is supposed to be bracha smucha l'chaverta with Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama doesn't begin with Baruch Atah. It just begins Elokai. That only happens with the bracha smucha l'chaverta. So that could mean that Elokai Neshama smucha l'chaverta to the bracha of Hamapil at night. Right? That's probably why we don't talk after Hamapil. That could also be that Elokai Neshama is a bracha of Hodah. It's like a short bracha, so that's why it doesn't begin with Baruch Atah. But the Vilna Gaon says, Elokai Neshama is smucha l'chaverta to the bracha of Asher Yatzar. That means that when we become a Beri Chadosh in the morning, let's take the Rashba's approach to the Netilas Yadayim. So we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam both for our physical bodies, Asher Yatzar. We also thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for our spiritual existence. That's Elokai Neshama, right? The Neshama that we have is renewed every morning. And our physical body is renewed every morning. That's Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. It's interesting that Asher Yatzar says, you create empty space. Usually creation involves something. Creating empty space is interesting. It's similar to the idea of Yatzar Ubore Choshech. You can create absence. Right? One of the ideas, I think, when we talk about Bria of Yesh Me'ayin, is that, and again, this is not something that we can comprehend, but nothing in the sense of mamish nothing could exist without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even Choshech can't exist, right? Choshech is a Bria. Even Chalolim Chalolim, right, is a Bria. Rofei chobosar umafli lasais. We daven by Asher Yatzar. We say the Rebbe Shalom heals us. What do you mean he heals us? To be healed, usually you have to be sick. You see, from the bracha of Asher Yatzar, that maintaining health itself is considered refuah. Rofei chobosar umafli lasais. This might be relevant in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, for example. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about taking medicine. Right? Is it called refuah? If you're just keeping yourself healthy, right? Again, we pass in, not like this, la halacha, but from the bracha, rofei chobosar umafli lasos. What's mafli lasos? So there's some pella. So the Shulchan Aruch has a number of perushim and siman vav about what the pella is. What's the wondrous thing that happens? The pella might be that we're like a bag. You have a bag of air and you make one hole in it, you pop. We have all these holes in our body, and we don't pop. That's one pshat. But the more likely pshat, or the pshat I think that's more resonant and better for drushes, is the pshat of the Rama, that mafli lasai says that there's a pella that we, as humans, have a combination of the physical and the spiritual. Like what we spoke about, Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama, both being said in the morning when we become a Beria Chadasha. It's not just that we're a mizug of the physical and the spiritual, it's that the physical supports the spiritual. If I don't eat, if I don't keep my body healthy, I can't serve the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? It's a fascinating notion that the Maflila Asos of the Bracha of Asher Yatzar is there to tell us that as Jews, right, we have a neshama, Asher Nafach to be. Tanya writes, based on the Zohar, Man Denafach, Mitochei Nafach, the Ribbono Shel Olam Vayipach Bap of Nishmas Chayim, the Nishmas Chol Kim Mimal is Mamish a Chelek Eloka Mamish. We have a Chelek of the Ribbono Shel Olam inside us. That is our spiritual side. It's the highest of the high. And our physical side is the Ofer Min HaAdama, right? Is that we are the lowest. Mafli Lasais is that these two things come together in the creation. One last ha'ara, or two last ha'aras, it happens that only humans have a neshama. Right? The malachim, also malach of ruchos. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama. Right? Only humans have a yipapa'ap of nishmas chayim. Right? Neshama is a higher spiritual madrega in the fact that we, because we have that chelak of Ribbono Shel Olam, we're supposed to strive to it. Like the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya in Perek Gimel, that because we have a chelak of Ribbono Shel Olam, we should have this thirst to reconnect to it. Right? Animals don't have any spiritual aspirations. They can't. Right? They only have a ruach. They're only physical existence. We have a neshama, which is beyond ruach. Ata asid l'hachzir mimeni. What do you say in al-kai neshama? Right, you are at us in lahachzi, right? That you're going to return the neshama to us. So that means wake up in the morning. It's kilo we're dead. That also means again, like we're affirming our birth, our belief in tchias hamesim, like we spoke about in the bracha of moda in the moda ani that we say in the morning. It's not really a bracha. In the moda ani, we speak about how sleep is a little bit like death, and we wake up in the morning and we affirm our belief in tchias Hamesim. It's interesting, the Ribbono Shel Olam takes the same neshama in the Pirush of the Ribar Yakar and the Siddur. Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky, the Rosh Yeshiva in Silver Spring, put out a Siddur with all the commentaries that we show in them. It's basically a Torah Chaim Chumash. It's very good. So in his Siddur, he comments, he quotes the Ribar Yakar. Ribar Yakar says the same neshama that we are born with, every night the Ribbono Shel Olam takes it from us and gives us back the same neshama. And La'asiv Lavai, after Tchiyas HaMesim, we'll get that same neshama back. It's going to be pure and untainted. That also means it's going to be our same neshama. That also means that the Ribar Yaka is denying the idea of Gogolim. We believe that I have a neshama, right? The Pashtus in the Gemara is that there is this area called the Guf up there, and all the neshamas come down from that area called the Guf in the Shemayim. And that means I have a neshama, you have a neshama. Each of our neshamas is different. And I don't get your neshama. I don't get someone's neshama from a previous star, right? We don't believe in Gulgulim. That's the Pashtus. The Rashash on the Gemara Bava Metzia, Baruch Atah Bvo'echa, Baruch Atah B'Tzisecha, that the way you leave the world should be like the way you come into the world below Chet, Rosh Hash writes, this is the source that we don't believe in Gulgulim. For this reason, Hasidim don't like learning the Rosh Hash because he denies Gulgulim. But certainly the Ribar Yaka in his commentary on the Siddur and the Bracha Balotai Neshama denies the idea of Gulgulim. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.